We're all about local agriculture on WEKT. Let's check in with the Todd County Extension Office.
Well, a good afternoon and a Merry Christmas Eve to everyone today. Of course, we continue our Todd County Extension segment today. And, well, wintertime doesn't really seem like the time to be talking about fruit. But Tracy Johnson from the Todd County Extension Office, this is a time to start considering some things.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, Josh. And I know it probably does sound crazy to think about it, but if you're managing fruit trees, winter is the time to get ready for maintenance that's going to be needed. And for new growers, it's a little shocking to realize that cold weather is when many important tasks need to happen.
Well, are you talking about things like pruning?
Yes, absolutely. Pruning, fertilizing, and spraying, those are things that all need to take place when it's still cold outside. And that's not ideal for us, but that's what's ideal for the fruit trees. So I would encourage folks to take time now to read up and ask questions if you're not sure how to proceed. For example, even low input or organic home fruit production requires spraying. Dormant oil is important. And that's like the first spray you make during the winter. And we do that because there are several pests out there that lay eggs on the branches, and those can overwinter there and infest trees again next growing season. So the dormant oil smothers most of those eggs and reduces that pest problem. But back to pruning, yeah, fruit trees are best pruned in late winter. So soon after trees are planted, pruning is also important then to start the trees off with the proper form. And for trees that are already bearing, keeping them pruned properly is going to increase fruit size. That's one of the biggest benefits. It also improves air circulation, and that's important in minimizing disease during the season.
Well, Tracy, it seems like a lot of people are interested in growing fruit now.
You know, that's true. That's surprisingly to me, it's a common question I get at the Extension office. And there are also several commercial growers in the county who sometimes call with questions. But, you know, back on the smaller landowners, some of them are interested in growing fruit just for their own use. Or sometimes they've even purchased property here where there's already fruit trees or brambles. And then after moving and getting settled into a new community here, the homeowners may not even think about the fruit until the second or third year after they get here.
Well, is that something you can help people out with?
Yeah, I sure can. The biggest thing I would advise people is just learn what needs to be done, put it on your calendar, and get it done. That's important for fruit. It takes some planning and many steps during the growing season. So, of course, it can be done, but a person has to stay committed. The biggest thing is sticking with a spray schedule from when the trees are dormant all the way through the season. And for homeowners who aren't interested in spraying, it's going to be tough to get any fruit if you don't spray. We just have too many insects and diseases that love fruit as much as we do. So, you know, for the folks who want to grow organically or naturally, it's important for them to know that organic and natural sprays are available.
Well, what about soil testing? I know it's important for crops, and we've talked about that before, but is it a good idea for home fruit orchards?
It would be ideal to test soil before you plant fruit trees or berries, especially if you're considering blueberries. They're super sensitive to soil pH. And for them, you're going to need a low soil pH or an acidic soil in order for them to survive and bear fruit. And overall, testing soil just gives you a baseline for how to move forward, what fertilizer is needed, and whether a pH should be adjusted. We have production guides that we've put together, and I'm glad to visit with anyone who needs help getting started. And, of course, we also help commercial producers, again, with pest ID and control recommendations and show them how to correctly prune and just whatever they need to make sure they're successful.
What parting advice do you have for someone who's thinking about growing their own fruit?
If you're thinking about planting fruit trees or berries and you've never grown either of these before, I would encourage folks to start out with berries. If you start out with blackberries, raspberries, or blueberries, it's probably going to be far more manageable for you than fruit trees. And if you can do that successfully and confidently, it will be easier to transition to fruit trees.
Thank you for being here today again, Tracy, and Merry Christmas to you all and everybody at the Extension Office.
Merry Christmas, Josh. Thanks for having us.
For more information, contact the Todd County Extension Office at 270-265-5659.